Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What would Jamie do?
Before we start the episode, I'm going to drink my rose gray tea. I feel stupid now. It's actually... All right, so it's my first episode for my own podcast. So before we start deeply into the messages, I have some things to tell you before. I really want to tell you guys who I am because there would be some people that was questioning, who is Jamie? I know what would Jesus do, but what would Jamie do? What is that? I'm a singer in South Korea. I was in JYP and I came out recently doing my own, right now. I would always... ask my fans about their situations or if I can give advice on my Instagram, on my social medias. And I really wanted to bring that out into a podcast. And actually, they gave me a really good place to really get your deep thoughts so I can really give you advice for real this time. Not a short 3-second, photo. So, yes, I am here to listen to your questions. And I'm more than grateful if you send more details. There's a lot of friends who ask my advice because I think they tell me that I make really good choices in a way. So they don't want to ask me, but they always come up asking me, what should I do in this situation? Then I would be really honest and I wouldn't make it as a joke. I would be really serious. I would think it actually... that situation is actually my situation and I would give them advice like that. So I hope
it helps you too.
So the first thing before we start our fucking show, this is an advice show where I can tell you what I would do in your sticky situation. It's not the answer. I would not recommend you to do it 100%, but if you guys ask me, that's exactly what I am gonna do. I'm gonna do my best to take your problem seriously, but remember that I am not an expert or a professional therapist. I'm not your mom. I'm not your dad. I'm not your answer. I'm just a girl. What I would do in my situation. All right, so how do the listeners participate? I get a lot of DMs. And I think I kind of made that clear out. But I will just do it for the dumb ones who doesn't understand. You can email us at wwjd@thedivestudios.com or call us +1-209-322-9953 and leave us a cute voicemail. If you're not cute, don't even think about it. And this is a US phone number, so if you are international, you guys can consider calling us through via Skype with the same number. That's cute. I would love to listen to your voices. And if you wish to remain anonymous, please make sure to let us know. We're not going to do it all revealing. It's a secret thing that we're going to do. Keep it a secret for you guys. And follow to the show on Instagram and Twitter at wwjd.podcast. Go and watch clips from the show on youtube.com/divestudios. Rate and review. This is like the most important part in this podcast. Rate and review on iTunes to keep this shit going because I got to make money with this. So thank you. All right. So if there is no voicemail, there's actually one of this best vocalists here who's going to read out the messages. So if you hear any baby voices, it's her. I can't call her name out because we're keeping it anonymous. All right, let's go to the first question of what would Jamie do? So it's from the nickname Shy Buyer.
Dear Jamie, I have this habit where I don't want to further inconvenience cashiers. For example, if a cashier says my order wrong or if there is a long line, I will just say, okay, instead of correcting them.
Oh, hold up. You do not do that. Let's go.
Or if I forget to tell the person ringing up my order, I have a coupon, I will just end up paying full price.
What?
I don't know why, but I find it hard to speak up and say what I want.
Mm-hmm.
This happens a lot when I order smoothies because I typically have a complicated order, so I feel like I'm annoying the cashier. What would you do? Would you tell the cashier they got the order wrong or take the order with the mistakes?
What would I do? What would you think that I would do? I'll be like, hello, I paid you, so you do me right. So first of all, okay, so for me, this is not a hard thing to do because everything that I would do is go straight up and tell the cashier you got the wrong order or, but I wouldn't be like mean because, you know, people can make mistakes, but you're paying the bills to get what you want. So if they make a mistake, it's not a really hard thing to tell them straight away and be like, oh, I think you got the order wrong or this is a mistake. What would I do? I would talk to them and tell you got the wrong order. Well, first, for me, to be honest, I don't think this is a really hard thing for me to do, or it would be actually a question. But I heard that there's a lot of people with low self-esteem. I don't know what you call it. Anxiety of telling exactly what you want or how you feel. So this is the problem. If there is something that you are just getting as an offer, it'll be quite difficult. But for this one, you're just paying them to get what you want. So you should try. Don't go mean, but just be like, if even though there's a long line, you're still there and you're still there to buy it. So there's a problem. So if you feel the cashier is a little annoyed of my behavior, in somewhat, if they're just like having a hard time to just listen to my order, I think I would be really bitchy in a way, to be honest. Because I'm like, excuse me? Like, what's your attitude? Call the manager! No, I will not do that. But, oh, if she shows the attitude to me, then I'll be a little sad. But I would just straight up look at her and be like, oh, but I still want that. And I would not back off. That is what I would do. Because I did nothing wrong. I was just asking for my order. And she got it wrong. So who's going to be the mess up? Shit. Not me. It's you. So for the cashiers also, if you made a mistake, don't be too bitchy about it. Just admit it and get the food what they want. There was one time I was ordering the soup and they kind of heard the my pronunciation kind of wrong. So they gave me another soup. But that was actually fucking good. So I just had it. Like, if you're good with that, you just go with the flow. But if it's, like, totally different, like, if you're vegetarian but they give you kind of, like, a beef or pork shit, then I'll call them out and be like, hey, I'm vegetarian. Give me soup with vegetables. But if that's good, I'll just keep it with the flow. I'm not, like, an ignorant person to be like, you got the soup wrong, so change it. I'm not that kind of person, so, yeah. Nice. That was like actually a good question that I would not think of it as like a very big question to do. But nice. That was like cool. Okay. So in this paragraph, I heard there's a lot of smoothies. When you order smoothies, they have a typical complicated order. Why don't you just write it in a memo and give it to the cashier and be like, this is exactly what I want. You can't get it wrong, bitch. Done. Right. Next question for Jamie. It's a voicemail, so nice. And her nickname, or her, or his, or it, Dancing Queen. Before we start another message, let me drink a little cup of tea. Refreshing. Okay, let's go to the message that we have. Next, it's a voicemail.
Hi, Jamie. I'm so happy that you have this podcast to answer some of our questions. So I'm really nervous kind of with this. And I'm sorry if my English is not good because English is not my first language, but I will try. So before I ask you the question, I'm going to tell you a bit of a story. So I like to dance a lot, like it's the part of my life, my whole life. So I'm in this like dance community, like a K-pop dance cover. We cover K-pop dances and stuff, you know. And we've been together for 7 years, I think, since I was in high school and now I'm in college. And I love them so, so much with all my heart because it literally changed me as a person. But nowadays, I feel like the spark is gone.
I hate the but. I hate when they give me all the good things and they're like, but.
On, like, I feel I'm the only one who feels enthusiastic about stuff, you know? Like before, when we are gonna join a competition or maybe a performance, everyone seems to be so excited about it. But maybe because we're growing up, and growing up sucks a lot, and we have a lot of grown-up-y things to do, and it's for me, I don't like growing up. I don't feel like an adult sometimes. And everyone's like really busy with their life. And I'm still here thinking, should I continue this or should I just give up for it? But I can't let it go because without them, I won't be who I am today. And I'm just so confused, what should I do? I want to talk about it with my friends, but I don't think they get it, even though we've known for almost my whole life. But I just, there's like two options, you know, I stay or I leave, but I don't want to let it go because I love them so much. So what would Jamie do in this kind of situation? Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the voicemail. That was really cool. That was actually really nice. Okay, first of all, there was only two options that you would say of you should leave or not. Well, in my situation, if I was in your situation, I would take a break. Okay, let's just give it to that. So I wouldn't leave because you said in the last part that you kind of think for them as your family wise, right? So 7 years, that's a long ass time. I've been in JYP for 7 years, but I lived. That's different. But for 7 years with your dance crews that you love, I mean, I think it's going to be like only a heartbreaking thing if you leave. If there's another solution rather than leaving, I think it's a good thing to do. Just like take your time, give them some time too, because when it gets to this situation for yourself, when you guys were young, that could be the first thing that you would put into your valuable, you know, line. But then as you grow up, other things come first, like maybe your job, maybe your career for another things than dancing. So I think you should understand them. And for what you've been feeling with your friends, I think it's a really natural thing to feel. I think it's not like a really big of a deal to like be really stressful about. If you guys are bound together, there's no way that you guys can break. So taking a time break off for the crew, I think is a good thing to do. What I would do in my situation. So when I was young, I started swimming. So I swim for at least 8 to 9 years. And that was like one of my hobbies, I will call, and what I would actually love to do. But I started to sing and get a lot of interest in that scene, not swimming. So if you keep finding something new for yourself, you won't actually feel empty as how you would feel right now, I will call. So rather than dancing, and if you feel a little stressed about it, I think you should try new things with them also, like except dancing, like go out and make a tour for cakes, or I don't know, like knitting class or that. So I think you should do something with the group, another thing than dancing. Try to have your own time. Not as a group, like your own time. I would suggest that. Well, see, the part when you told me that that you don't want to grow up and you don't want to be an adult, I think it's not a problem. I think everyone has that in some way. I don't want to grow up because, to be honest, I don't want to be in all the room of responsibilities that I have to take with me. Because when I was young, I would just blame it on people. I'd be like, she did it. She told me to do it. But as you grow up, there's a lot of responsibilities. There's a lot of things that people want you to be, but you're not exactly ready yet. So having the time for yourself, I think that's like the first thing that you need. Like for yourself, like keep thinking what you really want and what you have to do, because you can't just avoid it, because that's not going to help. Actually, I was the one for my friends to tell me that I should grow up a little. So I don't know how they would feel in their position, but I love living just like this. But I don't mean that I'm not taking any responsibilities or I'm like acting young. So like they would always like treat me like as a baby. Not like that, but just feeling as myself. I'm still 23, but I just like to live when I was like 18. But that's just like a little difference. What I have to do, and if there's something that I have to do, I would do it. But just enjoying or just thinking that I could live like this, like a little loosier, not like packed, then yeah, go for it. Hope that answered your question. And that's what I would do in your situation. So next question. Let's see. All right. Today I'm actually wearing a glass. Like glasses, I'm wearing glasses because I'm feeling a little sick. I had pork the other day and it was never going to go back there. But if you guys have anything, any situation with pork, send to www.jdstudios.com. All right. Let's see the next message that we have. Is the baby going to read for us?
The next question is short and sweet from nickname Miss Budget.
Okay, wait. I can't see. Okay, Miss Budget. Miss Budget. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any hacks for looking good on a cheap budget? I really like to look my best, but I don't have a lot of money to spend on makeup, clothes, skincare, etc.
That's cute as fuck. Okay, Miss Budget. Do you have any hacks for looking good on a cheap budget? Well, to be honest, I don't really look at the price. I just look for things that, oh, that would suit me well, then I just buy it, even though they don't have names. So there's a lot of friends that likes to buy brands because that makes it, like, you know, bougie and, like, good, like, on them. Well, it does. But for me, I think the branding is not really the style. Like, you have to look good on what you're wearing. So for me, I don't really look at the budget or I don't look at the logos and things. I just go for what I would look good. So for today, I look good in orange. So I bought this shirt. But my friends would buy something like on Fendi or like Chanel or Gucci. I mean, I would love to have Gucci, but any hacks? I would just go on some like shopping malls. And I will look at the price first. So that's what I would do. So there's this clothes, right? And I like it. And I'd be like, okay, if this is like 5,000, then I would buy it. And then I look at the price. Then if it's below 5,000, I get it. If it's up than 5,000, I don't get it. And I look at 5,000. Huh? What's 5,000? $50,000, right? That $50. $50. Like $50,000, I'm like, $50,000 for a fucking shirt? Okay, $50. So if it's below $50, so I average the money. What was I talking about? Oh, I would think it for myself. And if it's below that, I would buy it. If it's up, then what I've been assuming, then I wouldn't buy it. So I would remember the color and remember the details, and I would go searching in like some. Is there any sites that's like coupon or anything? Yeah. AliExpress. Yeah. So in Korea, there's like a site called Coupang or G-Market where you can get like clothes like below like the budget that you want. You can actually find it. So in if you're outside Korea, like AliExpress would be one of the, you know, places. So I would go and type like white shirt with green bangles, like something like similar to the looks, and I would just buy it for makeups. I don't know if it's something for my skin, then I would purchase it. Like there's no low budget for me for like where it's like skincare or makeup, because it's like on my face and I really do care what's on my fucking face. So I would spend money on that, but clothes I would go for like the lowest budget. I don't have any hacks, though. How can you have a hack? Oh, wait. But I would not do DIY. So there's these videos that what you can do with all these clothes that you can do with like a mini dress, like you can do it as a bag. I don't do that shit because it's going to go to the garbage for sure. So that's not the answer that I'm giving you. And yeah, like, for me, DIY, making stuff with my hand, I suck at it. So that was not going to be the answer for me. So I have blemishes. I have really bad blemishes. So for my skin routine, what I would do is I would get like mist bottles and then I would spray it into those cotton pads. And then that's going to be my mask. You know, like I don't buy the mask. I would make it with my tea or with my mist together and then use it as like a mask. Because like one mask, they have a lot of diverse like things, but it's pretty pricey these days. So what I'm talking about the mask was my facial sheet mask in Korea. They're kind of pricey these days, like because I really care what I put on my skin. So, and my skins are really, really like dry. So I would use tea bags and my mist together to make a face mask sheet, face mask. And I would just like low budget that, if you call low budget. And one of the best things for me that I used was Cetaphil. Can I say it? Like it's a brand called Cetaphil. Cetaphil? I don't know how you pronounce that in English, but those lotions, creams, you can just put it everywhere on your body. I use it actually for my hair too, because I don't know, maybe like I just feel like it makes my hair a little silky. So I would just put it head to toe and I would sleep, and it makes the best condition of whatever the fuck you did last night. And tomorrow, you're born as a new baby. So if you guys are wondering, if you want to buy a body cream and a facial cream together, that's what you're going to get the next day. So there's a lot of people asking, where do I get my hair done? And is my scalp okay? Or am I going officially bald? Okay, those are the three questions that I get every fucking day on my DMs. No more nudes. Thank you for podcast. All right. So what I would do, because I change my hair colors like very, what do you say, 자주? Often, sorry, I messed up. Very often, I would buy the cheapest colors. Like, okay, so I would buy, you know, those Manic Panic people. Like, those are some, I don't call it like, they call it manicures. They're not dyeing for dyeing hair, they're manicures. So if you want a purple, I wouldn't buy the purple one. I would buy the yellow and the blue, and then I'll mix it together and then use it as a purple. So I have yellow and a blue and a purple and somewhat green. So I would buy these colors like little in like little packs, they sell it. And then I would just like mix them to get the color I want. Oh, and in Korea, there's a no brand. So there's actually the name of the brand is no brand. And they make everything fucking low price than this used to be. So I keep comparing what's like better, the low price or the original one. And it tastes exactly the same. They look exactly the same. And it's kind of better in some way. So if there's any brand that in your country that they have like a no brand, just like go for it. Like don't think about the brand, what you're using, because you're the one that matters.
So, dear Jamie, I have a problem with someone out there, specifically myself. I don't know if you call this sickness or something, but every year I keep changing crushes. I keep telling myself I don't want to fall for anyone again.
In my
life because of those past experiences. Though I didn't have any boyfriends yet in my whole life, I keep falling for different guys, yet I know they won't even fall for me. And it sucks that my heart and my mind keep doing it again and again.
Aww.
Every time someone comes into my life. And I wonder if you know something to make it stop somehow. Love you, Jamie.
Okay, so she's like, I wonder if you give me, if there's anything that I could do to make you stop. Like, that's so fucking cute. But you gotta stop. Just kidding. Every year, changing crushes, isn't that normal though? I mean, for me, it's kind of normal. Cause, I would put it out this way. I think it's a good thing. Cause you can easily find something out of that person that's really charming. I think that's a good thing, you know, because these days people just bitch out with everything. So they can't even see the good side of you. They're always like gossiping about everything, all these bad talks. There's no romance. There's no love in between all these relationships. Y'all gonna be like, hey, I love you. And then at the back, you're gonna be like, bitch, like, what's up? So I was kind of tired of that shit. And I'm the person, I'm a kind of person who kind of falls out easily in love, but not like as love, but I would just like easily think that this person's really charming. And I wouldn't think that's actually a big problem because it's actually a good part of you. I don't know if you get the vibe what I'm talking about. But if you're having a hard time while liking that person, now that's another big deal. Cause see, you didn't tell me that you were dating, so you would go there all the way through marriage yourself without dating, right? So that's kind of hard, cause people kind of enjoy when they're in their saddest mood of liking someone. So if you're like 짝사랑, what do you call 짝사랑 in English? A crush, like a one-sided love. If you're in the one-sided love, they kind of, if that grows to like a longer time, they kind of enjoy the time when you're like heartbroken by someone and be like, or crying out of the situation. Maybe he or she like was starting a new relationship, but you weren't kind of in a relationship, but you're like, oh, he just bit, like, ditched me out. I'm so sad. And then, like, you go into all these deep mood and then you post something crazy on Instagram, like, I thought you loved me too, and kind of. Yeah. Like, the dramas. Like, if you start enjoying the drama, now that's the problem because, first of all, it's harmful for your mood and it's gonna, like, get to you in, like, some deep shit. And when you start enjoying that, you can't really go focus on the real relationship that you can actually go when you're okay. So next time, if you have a crush, don't think that's not going to work out. Like, maybe just make a move. Just, like, go try to talk to them. I'm not pushing you to do something that you wouldn't do. But just don't keep it to yourself. Maybe just, like, let it out, like, very, you know, like, chic. Like, hey, what are you doing like next week? I love you. Don't do that. But just like, what are you doing next week? Do you want to go catch a burger? Maybe not. And then cry again. But like, try something. Like, try something with your emotions. Like, be true to yourself. How you really feel about that person. Like, try something. Maybe it'll work out. Maybe it doesn't. Don't. Nobody knows until you try it. So. All right, guys. That was the first episode of What Would Jamie Do? It was my first time, so I was kind of nervous reading throughout the messages and giving you advice. It was harder than I thought. So I think I need a little more time to get used to giving advices from people who I don't really know. But I hope that helped you for the three messages that you guys gave me. Thank you so much. Again, before we go, email us at wwjd@thedivestudios.com. If you don't, I don't know your problems, but please send it to that email. So email us, or you can call us to the phone or via Skype, +1 209 322 9953, and leave us your cute voice. Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter at wwjd.podcast. Go and watch clips from the show, youtube.com/divestudios. Rate and review. That's not a hard thing. On iTunes to keep this business going on. Thank you for today. Thank you. See you next time.
What would Jamie do?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.